FedRecruit in general is a pilot project designed around some mission-critical occupations in government, those types of jobs that government really needs to fill and has a hard time filling. We started the project off the first year with acquisition professionals at the entry level. As we move forward this next year, we're going to be moving into the IT field. And again, it's going to focus specifically with a handful of agencies on helping them improve their recruiting, their hiring, and their retention of entry-level IT professionals.
And they're looking to hire, agencies are looking to hire 11,000 people, maybe even more, just in IT.
That's right. Again, you know, we said when we were going to enter into this project, how can the partnership best help federal agencies? It's not only around good recruiting, and certainly good recruiting is good recruiting regardless of what type of occupational group that you're going after. But there are some more specific issues of what good recruitment may look like based on the type of individual that you're trying to recruit as well. So what we said was, let's actually help agencies with those that they're having the most difficulty and there's the most demand for right now in terms of filling those positions. So, you know, again, our Where the Jobs, our report indicated 11,000 plus IT positions needed through 2012. A couple of other things that have been uncovered in some of our background as well, by or in 2012, there'll be roughly 17,000 tech workers who will be eligible to retire, and the average age of somebody in the federal IT workforce is actually 48 right now. So it's certainly beginning to be an aging population within government.
Now, one of the ways this IT pilot program for FedRecruit works is that it helps agencies work together to find solutions to human capital challenges and share best practices. How does that work?
Yeah, Amy, we actually have some members of our staff and folks from both private sector and public sector organizations help to coach and mentor and work directly with our pilot agencies to uncover best practices. But quite frankly, a lot of that comes in the work that we're doing with the agencies as we help them identify what some of their toughest challenges are. So, you know, within the context of looking for entry-level IT professionals within government, is it that you simply don't have any type of on-campus presence to generate that interest? If that's the case, let's look at some programs across government that have actually worked and see whether or not those can be replicated, or at least there's nuggets of gold that can be replicated within your agency. So that's one way, just in the individual approach that we have with the agencies. Secondly, we do bring all of the pilot agencies together, if not once a month, every other month, to do some best practice sharing, and again, bringing in folks who have kind of walked in those shoes and the agencies themselves for sharing about both their successes but also where their challenges continue to be as well. One of the things that this project is really designed to do, which often doesn't happen in government, is to create a collaborative atmosphere that you had identified earlier. So the more opportunity to bring folks together, talk about the common challenges, talk about the ways that they've overcome them, or are trying to overcome them, and help others try to figure out how they can move forward.
It's also pretty timely, considering that this is Cybersecurity Month, and DHS has announced it's going to be filling about 1,000 cybersecurity jobs over the next 3 years. Coincidence?
A little bit of a coincidence, but not entirely. You know, we also released a report on cybersecurity, or cyber insecurity, as we called it, back in July, that also set forth a number of recommendations for what federal agencies need to do to really attract top-notch cybersecurity folks into government, and not only attract them, but also keep them once they're on board. So it certainly is something that we identified as an issue, you know, well in advance. And again, this is, we're going into the second year of the pilot. At the front end, we did say we're looking for agencies who want to invest in an effort around acquisition professionals. After the first of the year, we'll be moving into the IT profession. And then our final phase of this pilot, as it's scoped out right now, will actually deal with nursing and public health officials. So that's kind of the three-prong approach. Again, if there are agencies that are listening who say, wow, we have a hard time attracting IT folks or retaining our IT folks, we'd love to hear from you.
And finally, how do people get involved in this?
Yeah, the best way is to go to our website, which is ourpublicservice.org, or simply to call and say, I'm really interested in FedRecruit. Our agency needs some help with entry-level IT professionals. We'd love to be a part of this.